Dennis, the Magical Christmas Shoelace. Very, very, very few people know this, but Santa Claus does not wear pull-on boots. Oh no, he doesn't. He wears lace-up, black construction boots. I won't say what brand. And in the right boot, he has a perfectly regular, ordinary, everyday black shoelace such as you might use yourself to lace up your black construction boots. But in the left boot, well, there resides Dennis, the Magical Christmas Shoelace. Dennis has been with Santa for some years now, and he knows many exciting and interesting Christmas-themed stories. But one Boxing Day, not very long ago, he told me a story that he said was his favorite one of all. It was the story of the very second Christmas he spent delivering toys with Santa. That Christmas Eve, Dennis was very, very, very excited. He had been waiting approximately 365 days for a chance to redeem himself. The scar on Santa's forehead, where it had struck the edge of the cornice, had fully healed and even faded somewhat, and Dennis was sure that this year, no matter what happened, he would stay tied up and everything would go smoothly. Or, as his friend Mr. Carp would say, swimmingly. In order to make sure that he did not come untied and make trouble for Santa, Dennis decided that he should be double knotted, which, he had heard, was a very secure way for a shoelace to travel. So that afternoon, when Santa put on his boots in preparation for the biggest night of his year, Dennis double knotted himself. For the first 11,500 miles of their trip, delivering toys to all the good little boys and girls, and, let's be honest, to some not very good ones as well, things went smoothly. Dennis didn't come undone, and Santa didn't trip. Then, at one house, something happened. As Santa thundered down the chimney of this particular house, he kind of half-twisted his foot, the left one, the one that was Dennis's responsibility. Santa's undersock on that foot was quite thin, and perhaps a bit looser than an undersock should be, and it turned slightly so that the heel of the undersock was no longer strictly lined up with the heel of Santa's foot. At first, the fat man was so focused on the task at hand that he barely noticed. He just continued on his merry way tending to the socks of others. But after 200 or so more houses, Dennis heard Santa suddenly exclaim, "Darn this sock!" The shoelace was alarmed. There was a problem, and it was foot-related. He could feel himself starting to tense up, and when the usually jolly red-suited man sat down hard on the very floor of the house and started pulling at him, he panicked. If Dennis had been wearing pants, he would have peed them. That's how excited and overwrought he was. Santa's big fat fingers struggled with Dennis's double knots, but to no avail. In fact, he seemed to be making things worse. Instead of being double knotted, Dennis was now triple knotted. Now he was really worried. Dennis began to think that he had ruined another Christmas, because that's the way he thought about it, even though he had obviously not ruined the last Christmas. And he very, very, very desperately wanted to untie himself so that Santa could get his boot off and right his vexing sock problem. Then they would get on their way and continue to deliver all the rest of the toys, for there were very, very, very many toys left to deliver still. And as he struggled, and as Santa struggled to untie his terrible knots, Dennis became more and more upset, and more worried, and because he was so very, very, very upset, and had no idea at all how to get out of this terrible situation, he began to wish for a magical solution to the problem. He began to wish real hard for a Christmas miracle. Dennis had heard of such things happening, of miracles happening on Christmas Eve, and fantastic things happening in order to make Christmas come out all right after all, even when it seemed like it couldn't, and it seemed to him that this was the perfect time for such a Christmas miracle. So Dennis hoped against all hope that suddenly, somehow, magically, his knots would be undone, and Santa would be able to get his boot off and get his undersock turned around the right way, and Christmas wouldn't be ruined. He wished, and he wished, and he wished really, really hard, and just when he was about to give up, isn't that always the way, something happened. Suddenly, Santa stood straight up and said, "The heck with it." And then, twisted sock and all, Santa went on and finished delivering all the toys to all the little boys and girls, good, bad, and indifferent, and Christmas wasn't ruined. It was a Christmas miracle, and that is how Dennis the Christmas Shoelace discovered that he was Dennis the Magical Christmas Shoelace. At least, that's what he told me.